Thomas Massie, $100 billion for Ukraine could have given an extra $200 million to every congressional district in U.S. by John Binder on December 28, 2022. Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, is blasting Republicans, Democrats, and President Joe Biden for their approving more than $100 billion in American taxpayer money for Ukraine this year. As part of a year-end $1.7 trillion spending package, 18 Senate Republicans and 9 House Republicans voted with Democrats to throw another $45 billion in taxpayer money at Ukraine, bringing the total amount of taxpayer money sent to Ukraine, authorized by Congress, to more than $110 billion. Massie, in a Twitter post on Wednesday, noted that the more than $100 billion approved for Ukraine this year could have, instead, been spent on every United States congressional district. $100 billion to Ukraine. Let's put that in perspective. That's more than $200 million this year from each congressional district, Massie wrote. What could your congressman have done for your district with $200 million? How long will the kids in your district be paying interest on this debt? Likewise, as Breitbart News reported, the more than $100 billion for Ukraine could have built 7 450-mile border walls along the U.S. border or nearly 2 border walls covering the entirety of the nearly 2,000-mile border. Massie, a longtime opponent of the Washington, D.C. Beltway's interventionist foreign policy goals, has criticized Republicans and Democrats for most of the year for their support for sending taxpayer money to Ukraine amid its war with Russia. I'm worried the military-industrial complex doesn't want an end to the Ukraine conflict, Massie wrote in a Twitter post from May. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.